Cuomo says SUNY and CUNY will be holding almost all classes online starting next week and continuing until the end of the semester, and most students will be leaving the dorms. The governor says it's all about reducing the number of large groups of people gathering together.
CUNY and SUNY, starting March 19th, will move to a distance learning model, and both systems will be doing that. CUNY will help reduce the density in New York City. SUNY will help reduce the density in downstate New York. That's SUNY Purchase. It's Stony Brook. It's Westbury, et cetera. Downstate is where we have the highest density of cases now. So SUNY and CUNY closing March 19th.
The governor says if a student has nowhere else to stay, they will be allowed to remain, and those who have lab work that cannot be done on the internet can also stay. Cuomo administration officials say they're still working out all of the logistics, but it's also likely there will be no public graduations this year. SUNY Student Association, in a statement, applauded the move, saying it's the right thing to do to protect students, faculty, and staff. Cuomo says the state is also contracting with over two dozen private labs around New York State to greatly increase the amount of testing that can be conducted. He says the Federal Centers for Disease Control and FDA have not moved quickly enough.
New York State is going to take matters into its own hand. We're going to start contracting with private labs in the state to increase our testing capacity.
The governor and his aides could not immediately provide numbers of how many New Yorkers have been tested and how many more will now be able to take the tests. Some of the labs still need permission from the federal government for their testing protocols, which Cuomo says is complicating the situation. The governor's been talking to New York's business leaders to get them to voluntarily implement staggered work shifts and to allow employees to telecommute in an effort to reduce the density of people in the workplace. And the governor says he's also talking to organizers of St. Patrick's Day parades around the state, including ones in New York City and many major upstate cities. Shortly afterward, New York City canceled its parade. While Cuomo says he's not ready to ban large public gatherings, he is heeding the advice from Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the president's task force on coronavirus and a leading national expert on infectious diseases. Fauci recommends that people avoid being in large crowds.
And look, you don't want to shut down society, right? Because that's massively disruptive to the economy, to life, et cetera. But your main concern here is the public health crisis.
The governor says he's trying to strike a balance between the two. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.